person-centered care in dementia. The term, person-centered care, is a frequently used term and a developing area. One does not have a single agreed definition. When loosely defined, it has been used to refer to philosophies of caring that include goals that range from an emphasis on the dignity of the person being cared for, treating this person as an individual, ensuring that care is organized around the person, to involving the person and the close kin in their own care planning. Many of the person-centered care approaches within the dementia care field today draw from the work of Tom Kitwood's seminal work on dementia care. Kitwood highlights that personhood and the relationships between the persons in question and others around them are the core of person-centered dementia care. Instead of historically dominant thought paradigms which claim that only neurological processes cause dementia, Kitwood emphasizes that the social environment of the persons being cared for is a critical determining factor for the well-being of these persons, and the presentation of the neuropsychological conditions, according to the enriched model of dementia, which will be detailed later in this article. The social environment concerns the way in which the cared for persons are perceived by the persons around them, and consequently, the kinds of relationships that these persons have with them. Because of the central role has played in the development of theory, practice, and history of person-centered dementia care, this article will begin by exploring the influences upon his work. Following this, the article will briefly describe a few prominent approaches to person-centered care as practiced in the dementia care field today, namely the Spark of Life approach, the Eden alternative, and Dawn Brooker's VIPS approach. A short history of person-centered care. The influence of Carl Rogers' person-centered therapy. Person-centered care, as it is used in the field of dementia care, was drawn by Kitwood from the work of the American psychotherapist Carl Rogers, III, who developed and named the therapeutical approach known as person-centered therapy. Key characteristics of this approach include the assertions that people relating to the persons in question must be genuine, the condition of congruence, empathic, i.e., understand the client's experience and perspective, and finally, have unconditional positive regard, that is, to approach the person with no judgment. For these characteristics are apparent in the person-centered care approach of dementia care. Enriched model of dementia. The development of a biopsychosocial model of health, promoted by the American psychiatrist George Engel in the late 1970s, and incorporated into Kitwood's enriched model of dementia, also contributes to the concept of person-centered care of dementia. In this model, dementia is a condition that should be understood from a view that takes into account the combined effects of biological, psychological, and sociological factors on the development of the condition of a person with dementia in an integrated way. 6. Prominent person-centered dementia care approaches. Spark of Life approach. The Spark of Life approach, pioneered by Jane Verity, who had studied with Tom Kitwood, and co-developed by Hilary Lee, began as an interactive therapeutic social group program called the Spark of Life Club program, which aimed to provide an environment for persons with advanced dementia to experience rehabilitation and recover lost abilities. The program was researched by Hilary Lee for her master's degree, and further developed into a more extensive philosophy and program for dementia care. 7. Key points of focus of the Spark of Life approach are the quality of life of persons with dementia, and the belief that the recovery of abilities in a supportive and understanding social and emotional environment, termed as rementia, can occur. 8. The Eden alternative. The Eden alternative, an approach towards person-centered care, was developed by geriatrician and nursing home physician William H. Thomas in 1919 response to what Thomas believed were the three plagues of nursing homes: loneliness, helplessness, and boredom. Its vision is described by principles known as the 10 Eden alternative principles. The 10 Eden principles. 1. The three plagues of loneliness, helplessness, and boredom account for the bulk of suffering among our elders. 2. A fulfilling life involves creating a human habitat with people of all ages and abilities, including children, plants, and animals. 3. The antidote to loneliness is companionship. 4. The antidote to helplessness is the opportunity to give care as well as receive care. 5. The antidote to boredom is variety and spontaneity. 6. All activity must be meaningful to the person. 7. Medical treatment is not the only way. 8. People need to be able to make decisions for themselves. 9. Culture change is a never-ending journey. 10. Wise leadership from all of us is essential. 11. The Eden alternative approach was developed for persons living in nursing homes, and specifically, for older persons. This approach is, in effect, also practiced in dementia care settings because of the large overlap between older persons living in nursing homes and persons with dementia. Eden principles place a large emphasis on ensuring companionship and activity. In reflection of this emphasis, Eden facilities usually feature engagement with animals, children and youths, and the larger community, which the nursing home residents are encouraged to interact and build relationships with. According to research, interactions with children, youths, and animals may have significant impacts on home residents' loneliness and feelings of helplessness, 12, while connecting them relationally to the community around them. These initiatives support the dignity and social connectedness of Eden facility residents. The VIPS perspective of person-centered care. The psychologist Dawn Brooker's approach to person-centered care in the dementia care context is defined as follows. Person-centered care comprises four elements, which are V for valuing people with dementia and those who care for them, I for individuals, treating people as individuals, P for perspective, looking at the world from the perspective of the person with dementia, S for social environment, a positive social environment in which the person living with dementia can experience relative well-being. This is otherwise expressed by the formula, PCC, person-centered care, equals V plus I plus P plus S. 13. Each element of VIPS is comprised of several smaller indicators. For example, valuing people can be indicated by how well everyone in a care team or organization knows what the team stands for, vision, and the extent to which systems are in place to ensure staff know they are valued as a precious resource, human resources. 14. View a full list of the indicators that describe each element. Care cultures. Culture, according to different definitions, refers to information acquired from other individuals through social learning, such as by imitation or communication, that can affect an individual's behaviors. According to the psychologist Stephen Heiner, 15 are a historically transmitted pattern of meanings embodied in symbols by which people communicate knowledge and attitudes. According to the anthropologist Clifford Geertz, 16 in these definitions of culture, information is learnt from others and historically perpetuated. In the context of an organization, organizational culture can be defined as the assumptions shared by members of an organization, used in the daily practice, and reinforced through providing successful solutions to problems faced in the course of work. 17. This means that the culture of an organization that cares for persons with dementia is socially transmitted across generations of staff. Organizational culture has implications on the way persons with dementia are cared for in the long run, since the way the organization cares for care recipients is heavily influenced by its culture, which does not easily change. Person-centered care is one such culture. It both influences the thoughts and actions of care teams in a systemic way, and is perpetuated by what care teams think and do. For an organization's culture to sustainably change towards a person-centered culture of care, everything that can potentially influence the day-to-day culture of care should be addressed with an eye on the long term. 18. This includes the environment of the organization, the values of different levels of organizational staff, the communication patterns between staff teams and between staff and the persons with dementia, amongst other factors. Integrating person-centered care approaches with local approaches. It is also worth considering how existing cultural perceptions and worldviews in the place where person-centered care is being applied may affect the way person-centered care is received and is integrated into care approaches by persons being cared for, caregivers, organizations, and organizational staff. Each region, community, or organization has a culture that differs slightly from others. In addition, in the Singapore context, organizational staff are from different cultural groups and nationalities. Studies have shown that a specific culture's culture, context, and language can influence the adaptation of person-centered care-related tools, such as the Person-Centered Practice Inventory, STAFF, PCPIS. 19. This suggests that intercultural communication of person-centered concepts to organizational leaders and staff members needs to be done with an awareness of cross-cultural differences in order to ensure that there is both an accurate understanding of person-centered care and consensus over how the organization intends to proceed, having understood this perspective of care. Bringing Brooker's VIPS person-centered care approach to dementia care into local contexts does not necessarily mean replicating a new model of care without continuing the care approaches inherent within an organization's culture and values already being practiced in that local context. Instead, care teams and organizations could consider their own vision and approach to care alongside the person-centered care approach, and decide the best course of action within a coherent value system. Measures of person-centered dementia care. Read Tools for Dementia Practice and Research. For more information regarding measures of person-centered care, such as the Dementia Care Mapping 8th Edition, the VIPS Assessment Tool, and other tools. Strengths and limitations of person-centered dementia care. A commitment to person-centered dementia care would require a consideration of its strengths, the evidence base for its efficacy in practice, and its challenges and limitations. Empowerment of persons with dementia and their kin. A key strength of person-centered care is that it puts power in the hands of persons with dementia and the close kin. Apart from providing a moral imperative to care for persons with dementia by recognizing the need to value their personhood, person-centered care approaches, by recognizing the preferences, wishes, and unique identities of persons with dementia and their kin, also provides these persons with the power to shape their own care and their everyday lives. 21. In addition, though persons with dementia may not have the ability or legal power to make decisions that require a higher level of mental capacity, a social and healthcare system characterized by person-centered care would involve close kin, such as caregivers, trusted family members, or legal attorneys, in important decisions regarding their personal matters. This allows care systems to, rather than treating care recipients as impersonal objects to operate on, instead work alongside these recipients as empowered partners involved their own care. 22. A focus on systemic, organization-wide changes. In addition to highlighting the general need to provide care that places care recipients at the center of care services, person-centered care approaches have also articulated the need for making systemic changes to care organizations by changing their care cultures. This focus on changing care cultures raises the probability that an organization's implementation of a person-centered care approaches will be sustained in the long term. Furthermore, by emphasizing the need to empower organizations' management and staff to work together to deliver care, person-centered approaches are in general comprehensive in describing how personnel practices are an important intervention point in the effort to align organizational culture with person-centered care. This is especially so because management teams set organizational values and vision, and staff require the support of management teams to execute their care. 23. This detailed discussion on how organizations should deliver care to care recipients is a strength of person-centered care approaches. Literature and evidence base on person-centered care approaches. The literature on person-centered dementia care approaches is currently developing alongside the field of person-centered dementia care practice. Currently, studies on person-centered dementia care have shown support for the effectiveness of these approaches. In a 2019 systematic review of organizational-level implementation of person-centered care found that the quality of life of care recipients can be increased, and neuropsychiatric symptoms reduced, when this approach is implemented at an organization-wide level with full support from organization leaders. 24. Another study involving a systematic review and meta-analysis of person-centered dementia care living in long-term care facilities and home care settings found that the approach is able to reduce agitation, neuropsychiatric symptoms, and depression, while improving quality of life, though the learning and skill development of care personnel is needed for care recipients' quality of life to be improved, and for effects on recipients' behavioral problems to be sustainable. 25. Finally, a cross-sectional study conducted in 7 nursing homes in Singapore, published in 2021, concluded that the overall level of person-centered care was positively associated with better resident well-being. 26. There is a growing body of literature on ways to measure person-centered dementia care, which in turn is facilitating the quality and quality of literature and evidence on person-centered dementia care. For more information on measures of person-centered dementia care, find out at Tools for Dementia Practice and Research. Cultural differences. A challenge that teams that attempt to advocate person-centered dementia care faces is that it has to consider, as suggested in the earlier care cultures section of this article, the local cultures of the groups which the person-centered care approach will work with. Person-centered care approaches have an inherent value system and philosophy which may have differences with the values and thinking that the organizations, personnel, care recipients, caregivers, and local community at large may espouse. Communication and dialogue between the person-centered care advocates and the local community is encouraged to agree on and articulate the values and plans that the local organization itself decides to proceed with. Working with different organizations and parties to deliver care. A challenge in implementing person-centered care is the necessity of working with different parties who may not work to deliver care in a person-centered way. For example, when a person with dementia and their care team face a care system or care personnel who may not be familiar with the care recipient due to rapidly changing staff or staff attrition, or because different service providers may not communicate or collaborate sufficiently, the care recipient will lose out on care quality. Wider cultural awareness on person-centered care, and discussions on best practice approaches for collaboration between different organizations to deliver person-centered care, may be necessary to meet this challenge. Resource constraints. Person-centered care is costly, although a necessarily costly investment in the valued lives of persons with dementia. To provide this care, finite resources including manpower, the state of the environment including physical facilities, and funding will need to be considered. Implementing person-centered dementia care, person-centered care planning. In order to implement quality person-centered dementia care for persons diagnosed with dementia, care plans are formulated. Care plans are extensions of medical records that are written records articulating care goals and action plans. They are living documents, that is, they are routinely reviewed and updated by care recipients, their next of kin, caregivers, and care professionals. Care plans aim to facilitate care that is individualized for these persons, coordinated across care teams, and well documented. For more information on person-centered care planning, find out at person-centeredcareplanning.com. References: The Health Foundation, 2016, January. Person-centered care made simple. https://www.health.org.uk/sites/default/files/person-centered-care-made-simple.pdf. Ibid. Brooker, D. 2004. What is person-centered care in dementia? Reviews in Clinical Gerontology, 13, 3, 215-222. Murdoch, N.L., 2017. Theories of Counseling and Psychotherapy, A Case Approach, 4th ed., New York, Pearson. The Health Foundation, 2016, January. Person-centered care made simple. Brooker, D., and Latham, I., 2016. Person-centered dementia care, making services better with the VIPS framework, 2nd ed. Jessica Kingsley Publishers. History of the Spark of Life model of care. Retrieved February 22, 2021, from https://dementiacareinternational.com/history-spark-life-philosophy/. Barback, J., 2014, March 10. Spark of Life Approach, Is It the Way to Go? HealthCentral.nz. Brune, K., 2011. Culture Change in Long-Term Care Services, Eden Greenhouse Aging in the Community. Educational Gerontology, 37, 6, 506-525. Thomas, W. H., 1996. Life Worth Living, How Someone You Love Can Still Enjoy Life in a Nursing Home, The Eden Alternative in Action. Publisher, Vanderwick and Burnham. Alzheimer's War, N., D., Models of Care, https://www.alzheimerswa.org.au/about-dementia/understanding-dementia-care/models-of-care/. Brune, K., 2011. Culture Change in Long-Term Care Services, Eden Greenhouse Aging in the Community. Educational Gerontology, 37, 6, 506-525. Brooker, D., and Latham, I., 2016. Person-centered dementia care, making services better with the VIPS framework, 2nd ed. Jessica Kingsley Publishers. Ibid. Heiner, S.J., 2010. Cultural Psychology, in S.T. Fisk, D.T. Gilbert, and G. Lindsay, eds. Handbook of Social Psychology, p. 1423-1464. John Wiley and Sons, Inc. https://doi.org/10.1002/97804706119.soxi002037. Gertz, C., 1973. The Interpretation of Cultures, Volume 5019. Basic Books. Brooker, D., and Latham, I., 2016. Person-centered dementia care, making services better with the VIPS framework, 2nd ed. Jessica Kingsley Publishers. Ibid. Balkis Ali, N.Z., Sansor, P., Jaylani, A.S., Fun, W.H., Sala, N.M., Bahanadine, T.P.Z.T., Sararax, S., and Lee, S.W.H., 2021. Cross-Cultural Adaptation and Exploratory Factor Analysis of the Person-Centered Practice Inventory Staff, PCPIS, Questionnaire Among Malaysian Primary Healthcare Providers. BMC Health Services Research, 21, 1, 1-12. Bing Johnson, PC, Slater, P, McCormick, B, and Fagerstrom, L, 2018. Norwegian Translation, Cultural Adaption and Testing of the Person-Centered Practice Inventory Staff, PCPIS. BMC Health Services Research, 18, 1, 1-10. Poland, F, and Burt, L, 2016. The Agentic Person, Shifting the Focus of Care. Pulvarenti, M, Macmillan, J, and Lawn, S, 2014. Empowerment, Patient-Centered Care and Self-Management. Health Expectations, 17, 303-310. Chenoweth, L., Stein-Parbury, J., Lapkin, S., Wang, A., Liu, Z., and Williams, A., 2019. Effects of Person-Centered Care at the Organizational Level for People with Dementia. A Systematic Review. PLOS 1, 14, 2, EO212686. Ibid. Kim, S.K., and Park, M., 2017. Effectiveness of Person-Centered Care on People with Dementia, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis. Clinical Interventions in Aging, 12, 381. Jiu, C.W., Ong, S.P., Yap, P.L.K., Lim, A.Y.C., Luo, N., Co., G.C.H., N.G., T.P., and Wei, S.L., 2021. Quality of Life, Person-Centered Care and Lived Experiences of Nursing Home Residents in a Developed Urban Asian Country, a Cross-Sectional Study. Zhou Nursing Home Res, 7, 1-8.